looking at Siman Rishon Tes. We did Sif Zayin with the Mishabur and Sif Zayin. So we're holding Mishabur Yud Tes. Okay. So the first step over here was we sealed up the oven with this piece of wood and we put on the mud clay to seal it. We want to open it on Shabbos. So Mutzah Lister, it's permitted to take that apart. So it wasn't made to last for any significant amount of time. Therefore, it's not considered a problem of stira. What's interesting is we will see when we get later on to the sugya, the halachas of bona, that there is Yerushalmi, which says binyan l'shaw is also chayiv, because you look at the midbar. The binyan, which was the taking apart and putting together the Mishkan, and it's very possible when you would take the Mishkan and they put it together, like the Pesukim say, they would stay for a day. And that was called binyan, and that was called stira. We don't see a difference between a long term and short term. So different than other malachas, where you have an idea of a person ties a knot on Shabbos. So if he's tying a knot to last for one day, it's not going to be chayiv. It has to have some level of permanence. Machlok is how long that is, 8 days, longer, whatever it is. But over here, the Yerushalmi says binyan l'shaw is chayiv, and it's big machlokus in the poskim whether that's true according to the Bavli. Does the Bavli agree with that or not? But there seems to be that even though that's true, there is some concept that a person puts it there, and clearly his goal is just to put it there for a short period of time and take it apart. That his goal isn't really to make it one. So that's not called boina, and taking apart is not called soyser. Well, binyan b'kelim over here is going to be more complicated because the tanner was mechuber l'karka usually. That's what they would deal with it. So it would be detached, it would be a little bit easier. There would be another layer of the tzad kula. Okay. So, and then you could open up the oven, take out the food, and then some of the food, and then seal up the oven again. And the chiddush over here is that we're not discussing burner right now, Mr. Burr says, we'll see in the Shartian, why not? So the issue over here is maybe you're going to cause some of the coals to go out. By sealing the oven door, you're going to limit the oxygen and some of the coals will go out. So you have an issue of kibuy, of extinguishing the coals. He says, don't worry about that. He says, now, how do I know that the issue here is not poina? Because you can't smooth out this clay on Shabbos. It's mimereyach. Shartin Yudal, the last week we should be poina. And so the chiddush, there's no boina, that's not a chiddush. Obviously, he's not smoothing out the tit over there. He's not using tit on Shabbos, so he's just putting a piece of wood and wedging it into the oven door as best as he can. He's not in any way attaching it. Maybe the chiddush is that we're saying a limitation. We said it's mutter to open. Maybe it's only mutter to open because you're planning to then reclose it shortly thereafter. He said that's not true. So that's not the chiddush either. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush over here is halacha in kibui. We're not worried about that you're going to cause the coals to go out by sealing up the oven, by closing up the oven. Okay. But if there are, but if we know there are gecholim lechashos, we're aware that there are gecholim which are in the state of that they're still active, but they're not, they don't have actual flames coming out of them, they're just lechashos. So there's only mutal yedei ein yehudi. The Jew cannot do it. The mechaber gecholim, because he's going to, by closing the oven door, he's going to and sealing it up, he's going to limit the oxygen and cause the coals to go out, and he's doing kibui. That's not his intention. Also, mishum sikreisha, it's a case of sikreisha. Okay, if it's sikreisha, why is the mutzen have a goy do it? We said before that Amir, that but they have a goy do it on sikreisha. That's not such a big problem. Let's take a look over here at the Sharetzi and the Tezayin. So he says, why am I telling you the problem is psikresha, it's lo nichole. After psikresha lo nichole, you have no interest in putting out the coals. Psikresha lo nichole is still also minarabonon. So, but they haven't going to do it, that's mutter. Okay. You made a mistake of Gamri, feel like you sell his Sharia. But if he doesn't close it totally, even the Jew can do it, then a Makaba, that's not cause, that doesn't cause kibui. Fine. Cause of Magana Ram the Dafka Shmanika Harbor Pesuach. Manika Rakma Pesuach, yes, yes, Mishum Mahavir. But if you leave it only partially open, you don't have a problem with kibui because there's air coming in. You have a problem with the opposite of maver. The teva haruach lios mefiach derech neck of cotton the dam of the mapuach maver yersim metanik yimilo hoyi psuch lagamri. Having a small opening with air, so that it concentrates the air going in, and that causes more of a reaction of increasing the fire than had it been a large opening. Okay. The Jew could close up the tanner, even though there are some coals which are still active. It's not definite. So it's not a vada. So then it's not called psikresha anymore. It's mutter. But if there's an active, not just that there's hot coals, but there's an actual fire, but there, that definitely will cause the fire when you close up. That definitely will decrease the fire very, very fairly immediately. But the opposite end of the spectrum, opening up the, if you know that there are still are active coals in there, the opening up the oven and letting the air in will cause them to burst into flame. So that's mamish ma'avir. So there's no way you could do that. So the only answer you can have is have a goy do it for you. Yeah. Fine. Then it came along the Ramah. The Ramah said, some say that you can't even, you can't have the Jew open it up if a goy is available. And if you can have a katan, the Jew should not, the adult should not do it either. So they're getting nervous that maybe it's considered some form of stira. Right. So maybe it's some form of stira, so an adult should not be, a Jewish adult should not be doing it. So you'd rather have a goy do it or a katan do it, etc.
So when do we let a katan do machos for?
Very rarely.
Yeah, surprisingly, huh?
We'll see it again in Semrei Samavov. I think the sugya over there, a person who's Hekshek Baderech, so he's traveling, and he has his money belt, and he has different things with him, and if you don't find some type of solution, it's going to be very problematic, so we'd rather have a katan do it than have a gadol do it. So there you have, like, you know, we understand there's a tzarech over there. Over here, you have to say the machmir really hold meeker than it's mutter. They're not really saying it's a real steer because they're saying if there's no other option, the Jew should do it himself with a shinri. It's more along the lines, you know, if you have a choice between some people doing it, the adult or the child, let the child do it already. Yeah, that is a mistaken idea that you just, you know, have your kid do it for you, right? Ali just. Just don't do it. Okay. Okay, you have to know which cases are permitted, which are not. You have to make sure you, right? You can trust your parents, they know what they're doing. Okay. Now we came along with this new problem that that by nighttime when you're opening and closing the oven, you have to worry about maybe some of the pots are not fully cooked. And you're going to be causing a bishul problem when you shut the oven. So the point that we hear the Ramah is saying that even you're not aware that one of the pots is still undercooked, but you should be. That's part of the nature of what happens Friday night. You put the pots in, so you have yechiv to take that pots into consideration, and therefore you should not open it, you should not close it, because you're causing the bishul by doing so. Also, the tzimataner, even if you shut the door, even though you didn't seal it, you add more heat, and therefore it cooks more quickly. Okay. But also feeling the tanner gor for kotum in a gecholim. This is also even if the tanner is gor for kotum. Now, if the tanner is kotum, which means you have the coals in there, they're just covered with a layer of ash, there's still hot coals. Obviously, makes a lot of sense. So you're going to close the oven door, and the kolim which are there, which have heat, is going to make more heat inside of the oven than before when the door was open, and it's going to cook more quickly. Okay. The chiddush is even a case of goruf, where he supposedly swept out the coals. The Rambam says, we have to question, you probably didn't get all of them out. If it's but adding on, but if it's there's present actual regular coals, there wasn't group, there wasn't any group, there wasn't any ketuma. Also, you saw you would know in a scenario where you would ascertain beforehand that all of the pots are fully cooked. It's still not going to help you because you have a problem of the. This kibui and havara by opening and closing the oven by night. So garim bishul fed is going to cause bishul and the chafei a filo b'riyevet also the tapshul kedim mevash b'shav is going to come and sibin shemichas tefalav. So being garim bishul is full fledged bishul and therefore it's also b'riyevet. You can't use the food. Vahuah shlahigia daim lemachav and jusoy ramosim and kuf. Now, fascinating sugya. There's a rule of ein bishul lach bishul. Right. So, first of all, some we say ein bishul lach bishul, yesh bishul lach bishul. So, our understanding of the way we picture yesh bishul lach bishul, ein bishul lach bishul, you took a food, it's fully cooked, and now you reheat it. Right. Actually, you'll see when we get to Simish and Yuches, the Beis Yosef understands once it's cooked, machamal drusoy. Cooking it from there to being fully cooked is called shalat bishul achar bishul. So that's what the Beis Yosef understands those Rishonim. So if you hold yesh bishul achar bishul, so taking it from Achamon Dershon, which now it's an edible item, it's making it more edible, is a question of more bishul. Yesh bishul achar bishul, fine. You hold ein bishul achar bishul, that case is not chayav. So he's saying that when it comes to the Bidi Yevids, we have a rule that any case which there's a shita which holds meeker than its mutter, this or being the henna from Maisa Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. If you have a sheet which holds it as mutter, she cannot serve any of it. So if the food had reached Macham and Drasoy already, so according to Rishonim holding Bishul Achar Bishul, you're not doing anything. So you can't ask for the food B'di Yevet. So if you take a look over here in the Sharat Tzion, he points this out pretty much. We hold that there is bishul from that point onwards. Again, so he's asking, I don't understand why are we saying b'di'evet is mutter. We pass it over there that it's a problem. There is yesh bishul achar bishul. This is the Ramah, not over here, but Ramah in the tshuva. So we're going to accept the Ramah's psak and his tshuva, the inyabidiyavit. So we first of all, we have some Rishonim which say, even though we pass the knowledge, we have some Rishonim which say, in bishul achar bishul. So he didn't do anything. And the Gemara Tzar says that's a grosh a place of Shimon Yeches to Meir the Bavash of Mamash Shagi Yochel you do the Armor Mutter not make him a call Shagiku. If the person believes that this case is Mutter, so that's a former Shagi. And the grosh shita is that the Isra Meisah Shabbos doesn't in the case of if there's Machlokes the Cluck is Tanoim in the Gemara and Machlokes is how we paskin and the grosh is Machria that. We pass on like your mayor that that Maaseh Shabbos a person does Maaseh Shabbos he does Malach on Shabbos b'shargig it's mutter to eat to use etc. Person does b'mezid it's aser. So we pass the grub passes like your mayor so we're good. Fine. Fine. Now, if that's a situation where we have this problem that you're going to speed up, hasten the cooking process, and therefore you're going to be causing cooking, so you can't have a goyim do that either. So the problem here is not the ceiling, the problem is just closing. Because the closing will help the food cook more quickly. To whom a karba bishul, mamashayat is that he's helping the bishul process. Okay. Mekoshin also learned the mareach mehstim of betit. The issue is that mishum lechas mareach, but also feel how you sell some of tanah mikana. And for sure, you can't tell the goy to seal it, because he's going to be. You're telling him. You're giving him a tzivu yamir laakum on doing miruach, which is smoothing out the mud, the clay. So that'd be a problem because of that.
So it's closing. The chiddush is that we don't call this a specific ratio. We call this vashem
ramish. Right, so take a look over here in the Shartziyun in Chavov. Which that's we think they had to call a specific ratio. So why we're here would be machmer. The hosim ikir habakiba who rock specific ratio lo nichole. See, he seems to say over here, but over here... I mean, the reason why you're sealing, you're closing up because you want them to continue to cook. So either it's a mamish or it's a psikration. Psikration is nichalei. Lo nichalei means you don't care. It doesn't mean you're necessarily against it. Lo nichalei is considered lo nichalei in halacha. So I mean, I don't care if the fire gets more, fire gets less. I don't care if the lights go on when I turn my car or not. It's not really important to me. The main thing is I want to get this up out of the fridge or out of the car. That's psikration lo nichalei. But over here, he wants it to cook. So. The place will grapple with the following. So, as I open the fridge, and so pray about the light. You know, the it's going to cause the condenser to go on and to cool the refrigerator. I open my oven, and let's say the oven is set for 250, and right now it's about 251, right? So if I open the oven, the outside air, which is much cooler, will come in. It will cause the temperature of the oven to go lower, and the thermostat will realize that and say, "Well, we're going to turn on the fire." So I'm doing some act of havora. I'm really not doing havora. I'm opening it on the door, but it's a psikresha, right? Is it nichole or not? So that's a funny nichole, right? I mean, once the fact is that the air went in and it cooled it off, I would like the oven to kick on because I don't want my food to stay hot. But I would have preferred that. I'm not really interested in the fact that the air went in. I mean, that's not so much. I said, "Wow, I'm so happy air went in and caused the oven to go on." Like, you know, I mean, I'd rather if I was concerned, I'd be very happy if the temperature didn't drop and it stayed the way it was and didn't have to be heated. So that's what they grappled with. Was is that? But now that that's the reality is it, so what's called nichole? Yeah, how much nichole is nichole? The nafkamina is if you hold secretion to lo nichole, almost like everybody agrees it's only a derabanan. Secretion that could even therefore by secretion lo nichole and a derabanan could be his mutter even that's the discussion later on. Secretion the nichole according to Rush is only a derabanan because it might not be like a shepherd and somebody has argued it's even a deraisa. Okay, now I have a suffix. I don't know what the temperature in the oven is. So it's very possible the temperature of the oven is just right by the borderline, and therefore my action will cause it to kick on. It's very possible the temperature of the oven right now is just, when the oven goes on, it heats it up to 260, 270, whatever number it heats it to, so that when the door opens up, you don't have to immediately turn it back on. So maybe right now the oven is at 260, and my opening the door will not cause it to go on. So it's a psophic, if there's a psychratia here. That's what the person referred to as a psophic psychratia. We ever discussed this? What?
Not since you said it for
Shabbos. Right, so there's a taz about it later on. He discusses a case where I have food in a box, and I want to open the box and take the food out. And I want to close the box again, but it's very possible I'm trapping flies inside the box. But I have no idea if there's flies. I'm really focusing on. Remember, their lighting wasn't great. They wouldn't necessarily wasn't clear whether there's any flies in the box. Rebbe talks about it. There's a Ramah in Yeridei and Siman Peh Zayin which deals with the Isser of Bishul Basar B'Cholov. So I'm traveling and I come to the inn over there, and you know, so there's the big. I take my pot with my food and I put it there over the fire, and I want to stir up the fire. Well, maybe the last guy there had his fleishik of food overflowed, and there's some fleishik oil in the coals, and the guy before them had his milk, you know, his milk overflowed, and there's some milk in the coals, and I stir it up, and I'm cooking basar b'cholov. I have no idea if I'm cooking basar b'cholov or not. I have no idea. So it's called a suffix secretia. My goal isn't to cook basar b'cholov. My goal is to stoke the fire and cook my pot. But if it's there, it's a secretia that I'm doing bishul. Well, but I don't know if it's there. I don't. If the flies are there, it's secretion that I'm doing tzeb. I don't know. It's not called a normal definition of secretion means it's vaday. If it's not vaday, it's not called secretion. Over here, it's a suffix if it's vaday, which sounds, you know, counterintuitive to some extent.
Right, but this oven case, isn't that closer to a classic Devashem Muscovin than to a suffix of secretion? I mean, I have a hard time with the difference, but this one feels more like
Devashem Muscovin. No, every secretion is Devashem Muscovin.
Right.
That's not my goal. Right. I have no interest in, I'm not thinking about a baklal. Right, my goal is right now is open the oven door. But if the reality is right now the temperature there is 250, it's body going to turn on. So it's a secretion. I don't know what's obsecration. I have no idea what the temperature inside of it is. So I don't know what's going to happen. So I have a suffix if there's obsecration. Right? So the Mishabura's Hachroa is by the Rabbanans, we remount the suffix of obsecration. By the Rices, we should be machmer on that. So if you call the obsecration lo nichole, so it's a Rabbanan. So you can make all the obsecration lo nichole. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe says you're not going to have to worry about the temperature inside of the oven. You can open the oven and whatever happens, happens. Rav Moshe says a tshuva, you have to be worried about what the temperature inside your refrigerator is, and if you, because it might cause it to turn on, and if you can't open the refrigerator unless you know for sure that the condenser is already running, so you're not doing anything. Or it's on some type of a timer, or not to have a Sabbath mode or some type of thing. Which it's totally counterintuitive. Because turning on refrigerators is the rabbanon, turning on ovens is the rices. Making fire, he's talking about a gas oven. So gas oven, he's matter, which is a suffix out of the rice. And the refrigerator, he's aser, which is a suffix out of the rabbanon. Sounds like, doesn't make any sense. I remember when I learned that, I couldn't make heads or tails out of the two tshuvas. And I should have written Rav Moshe and asked him, and he was still alive when I had this. This kasha goes back long enough that I could have asked Rav Moshe. But, you know, I don't like, you know, like, who am I to start bothering Rav Moshe about the question? But I eventually asked somebody to ask Rav Shmuley first, in the Chicago, he was Mishamish Rav Moshe a lot, and he said Rav Moshe Betzim held the bull cases were mutter. You look at the tshuva about the refrigerators. Somebody asked him about refrigerator. Rav Henkin held refrigerators were also. He also held ovens were also. He never discussed ovens. He discussed refrigerators. So somebody asked Rav Moshe about refrigerators. He says Kar Harazokin. You know, the Rav Moshe Paskin, Rav Henkin Paskin, that it's also, and that's all he said. He didn't say any more. So I saw the man to me, he's agreeing with it. He said, no, it was his purpose. But once Rav Henkin gave a psak, he didn't want to go against the psak. So that's what he wrote. Kar Harazok, and Rav Henkin already gave the psak. So what do you want from me? But Rav Henkin never discussed the ovens. So when somebody asked him about ovens, he said, yeah, ovens are mutter. So it was a fascinating musik of the Derech Eretz, how he dealt with that. Anyway, okay, let's go right there. What? I don't know. Shem Chazal was matter. Shem Chazal and Orbach was matter refrigerators, right? So, okay. If the guy did do it, you're not going to make the food also. I mean, it would have gotten cooked anyways. The question got cooked more quickly. So that's not called you being the henna from the Melech HaShabbos to the point that you can't use it. So in the summertime they would make early Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah say the rice of Tosefer Shabbos. But the chi of the rice of Tosefer Shabbos is a very very brief amount of time. The Tosefer says it has to be Zman Nikar, which we assume is about 4 or 5 minutes is enough to make Mekayim Tosefer Shabbos. That which we make early Shabbos from Plagim Ilchan onwards is a big discussion in the Rishonim. The Mordechai and others assume that's only Darbonim. You can't really make Shabbos early. So the question is how you react to Mitzvah Kiddush. The Taz says, in regards to the mitzvah of Achila on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to say the Raisa to eat. He learns that we learn out Shal Shudas from Ichlu Ayam, Ayam Lissusa Baseda, Kishamas Ayam Lashem, Ichlu Ayam Kishamas Ayam Lissusa Baseda. So this is 3 times Ayam, we learn out three Sudas. The Taz holds that's the Raisa. So he says that if you make early Shabbos, you have to make sure you eat a Kazayas after it says. Because you have to eat a suit on Shabbos. You're not Yerzeh with a Kazayas. So how Yerzeh Kiddush? So that's a good question. How do we deal with making Kiddush early? The Marav, you know, we know you can have Marav for Plagim Minchah. The Rambam Shita is the mitzvah to say the rites of Kiddush is to speak out the unique element of Shabbos and how it's a unique day sometime near the beginning of the day. So some of the Rambam means you say it beforehand. That's Mimikada Shabbos. But the more you're saying Shabbos is so unique and special by pointing out that Hanar comes like, wow, Shabbos is coming, Shabbos is so special. So I just became Kiddush, according to the Rambam. Even though I didn't do it on Shabbos. But the Mordechai says, you have arrived from here that the Rabbanans can moitzi their rices. So he then discusses a cotton being moitzi a gadol. Because you see, the Rabbanans can moitzi their rices. There is the gadol, making Kiddush, this man of the Rabbanan, being Yetzvachi of the Rices, called my Derbonis, being Motzi my Derices. He says, who within a cotton can be Motzi a Godel in different scenarios. But he assumes it's a Rabbanon. So, many people assume that's one is only Rabbanon. Or Traeger says, that even if it's the Rices, it's only an Asay. It's not an Isser, it's an Isser Gomer. It's a Misasay, to be knowing Shaivas early. So even though you're dealing with those types, still we can't have you tell them to go to do this. Because you might end up doing it on Shabbos. When now you're dealing with much more common issues, you're dealing with Chiyuv Skila. So it's a mere lakum on that. Okay. Call the Milson. Let's see if we can. I don't think we can finish it off today, but be nice. Call the Milson. B'zman hazeh, sha'on ha'manichim ha'gedeiris b'sechot ha'na m'gulois. Ben ro'isim shum hadmona b'sovim d'v'dev to'sein. Nowadays, the common thing is we don't necessarily do this hadmona process. We just leave them open there inside the oven. In kein elohem rakt in shehiyah b'lo hadmona b'dabar ha'mosef hevel. It's not considered hadmona, it's considered shehiyah. V'avim amid al-gachal, meaning you put it on the coals. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that's called Hamana. According to the Ramah, that's considered Shehiyah. So we're dealing with Shehiyah. And our ovens, we consider like not like a Taner of the Chazal, but like a Kira, and Shehiyah is Mutter. So we Ashkenazim Paskin. Like the Ramah says, we pass on to Shita of Chananya that as long as it's cooked k'mechem under soy, you're allowed to do shehiyah without any grief or without any ketumah. Now, the lashon over here sounds like we discussed then, it's the chachila. Because over there, Mishnah Berurah seemed to say, you know, betzim, it's only a kula. Really, with the chachil, you should do garbage kaltim, even though it's my hundersoy. Right? The chachil said, no, that's not. So we hear the lashon Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's saying it's a chachil, you do shahir. Right? Everything is wonderful. Ubasar, even though it's a chai, because there is some of the chashech mamish. So we put meat into the pot. If the pot is a full pot of meat, or even if you add one new fresh raw piece of meat right before Shabbos starts, so that's mutter. Because we're not afraid of that he's going to be mechat the kecholim, because it's not going to help anyway by the night time. Next morning it'll help without it. Fine. I will tell you, umine botzek, umine kidney is a pistil of mahanichai. When it comes to roasting is what is possible to get ready by nighttime, and or items which cook more easily, even if you're just cooking them. So there would be a problem. There's no heter v'chai. So we need them to be cooked at least a third before Shabbos. Achim noisim hem chatechas botzek chai samal chashecha, fil hem mitchilas bishulam gam ken mutter. In the case, not of the tzli, but the kidneys and the pastita, those type of things, if you add a raw piece of meat to them right before Shabbos, you've solved your problem. So it's going to be matter the kidneys also. But if you seal the oven, so then there's no chashash amyachata, because he's not going to open it up, etc. Now you solved your shahiyah problem, and you have to worry with the opening problem with the fact that you might cause the coals to catch flame. In the poska, ki imayyadei eino yehudi, v'lo ayyadei yisrael. So then you have to have a goy do it. You shouldn't have a Jew open it because of this problem of he's going to cause the coals to catch flame. Now we have a different problem if the right around the pot. Because if as the Jew moves the pot, he's going to cause the coals either to go out or to catch fire. If it's on top, it's possible to take it up gently and not cause the coals, and they happen to the coals. If you take it up gently in order not to make the coals move. They were annoying to move it away from the coals a little bit, so you wouldn't have this problem how to take out the pot on Shabbos. There was something jutting out, like a lip, which would jut out. So you want to put something which is it's still hot, and it's fully cooked. You want to put it over there. So there's no bishul problem because it's still warm and it's fully cooked. The problem is, it's like putting something on Shabbos. No, it's not a welcome bishul, so it's not a problem. It's a form of smicha. To put a direct mamash onto the tanner, on top of the tanner itself, the oilim is not heter if there's no fire yet, which the goy is going to come later on, because of the cold, and light the fire in the oven, so that's mutter. The Jew can't put it there, but there's fire there. But if you did some type of a way of moving it away, it's full. There's no bishul. Again, the problem is not bishul because it's fully cooked and it's warm. So the only problem is there's an act in the scene on Shabbos. So he's saying if you did something outside of the like on top of the tanner to like move it off down the tanner, so it functions as smicha. Smicha is mutter on Shabbos. Because the top shel kam ksas is still warm, but top shel kari legam if it's fully cooled. You can't put it there beforehand because that's bishul. You can't even put it there when there's no fire yet, because that's the case of one person puts the pot, one person brings the fire. Both people are so the second one is chayav, the first one is aser. So the Jew puts the pot and the goy lights the fire, so the Jew is also to do that. So it's not an option. Because reheating something which is fully cooled is now a problem. Bishul achar bishul. For the tzarech of a chayla, so you're reheating it so that you can do even tzarechatan. So you're not done with the, there's no malach of the rice involved over here. The only issur over here is the issur d'rabbanan of nesina and Shabbos. So they were out to the issur d'rabbanan and nesina the tzarech of a chayla. Something which has no liquid involved in it at all, it's just a solid. So the fact that it's cooled is not a problem of bishul. It's only a problem of bishul, but something which is a liquid and it cools, we say reheating the liquid is a problem. We call it bishul achar bishul. But by dabar yavesh, has no liquid involved in it at all, just a dabar yavesh. So if it is truly fully cooked, so there's no bishul anymore. So yavar yavesh, you're selling the camel on the ain bishul achar bishul. We'll see later on when we get to Shirin Yud Ches, how do you define dry? Does it have to be bone dry, or you know, there's a little bit of liquid? We assume even a little bit of liquid is not a problem. There's a prima donna which has it side, even if as long as roiv is the solid, it's mutter. That's what like wild. No, nobody's mutter the mice based on that prima donna, but a little bit of liquid is not a problem. Periskayin, raw fruit, after shenacholam kachim, you could eat them as such. Came in mashkim or liquids. Didn't ketav shesh beroyte. When it's on the gamri, it's shayach ben bishul. So these are problematic. It's a bishul issue. They didn't dabar ma al keder be kavua be ketaner. Didn't come al ketaner b'sech kachlin. You want to put it on top of the a pot which is in there already. So I think what it means. There was like a place where there was like a pot in there, which means there was a place, it held the pot. It's not the case we had before of putting something on top of the pot. Fine. You have a big container with hot water in it, you want to submerge something to that. So that's a problem of. If it's fully submerged, you have a hatmana issue. You also have potentially a bishul issue. Fine. So also litan mayim b'sechot kederish ahi b'shabbat afilu kadam b'shehusik. You can't add water because the goy will heat the water. So that's a problem. Again, one person's putting the food, one person putting the fire. So the first one is also. If the goy put it there, so the goy did both steps, so you can use it. You have a problem of shahia. You might come to stir up the coals. They have hot water, so it has to be that it will reach half of the bishul. You're worried about the pasha, the pot bursting with no liquid. So he's going to say a cool over here that I'm not sure why what the heter of that was. You can't do new hatmon on Shabbos. Put it back into hatmon as mutter. To insulate a klisheni is mutter. The problem is just the original klisheni which is cooked in. What was the case of the Mishnah Dalad? What is that heter? He's been afraid about Shemir Khanta by water. Oh, no, if you're putting there the water just because you're afraid the pot's going to burst, so you don't want to stir the coals because like that's working against you. You'd rather have less heat than more heat. If that's what you're worried, that's what you're doing. So that'll be mutter. Okay. Well. Wow.